Bristol Bay has a big fishery, but not a big marine services industry beyond the seasonal shops that show up in the summer. This spring, a fabricator in Naknek expanded their local business to try building a few set net skiffs from the ground up. KDLG's Caitlin Tan reports on how it's working out.
George Wilson and Robert Hill are working long hours these days to finish building skiffs before the salmon season takes off. Often 10 hours a day, 7 days a week.
And that's with two dads. We both got kid duties during the week. And this is just a good off-season job for both of us. From commercial fishing, we do this in the winters and spring.
Wilson is the owner of Fishy Fabrications, and Hill is his right-hand man. Since 2013, the business was more of a repair shop, but this March it shifted to a skiff building operation. Since, he and Hill have built two set-net skiffs. Wilson is also native to Naknek. He's been building and repairing boats since the mid-90s, but he says opening a shop in his hometown for local customers is fulfilling.
Very proud and honored a lot. They could have easily gotten these built in Washington. I think that's pretty cool.
The set-net skiff Wilson and Hill are working on now is 23 feet by 9 feet. The average turnaround time is 4 weeks with a cost of $24,000, not including freight. Hill says fishermen are looking for shallow drafts in their skiffs, as well as more room for fish handling. Fishy Fabrication skiffs have false bottoms to keep fish cooler longer.
The people that have the skiff built, their comment was, even though that they use slush ice, the fish on the bottom would get warm because of the heat transfer through the older set-net skiffs. And these ones have a false bottom built into them, so there's an air gap. So even if you're using a bin instead of an insulated tote, it's still going to keep the fish considerably colder.
Hill says the false bottom also helps prevent sinking if people forget to put the deck plugs in. Part of Wilson and Hill's niche in the skiff building industry is they are fishermen too.
Probably in 2 weeks I'll put my welding hood up and have my fishing hat on.
Wilson says being a fisherman, he knows what to add to the boat to make it functional and safe. Ultimately, the boat is custom made for the buyer. And this is what's special about the operation, Hill says.
Just having someone local that you can come in daily and have input on the build of your skiff, I think that's huge. You get exactly what you want.
But it's not just about Fishy Fabrications. Wilson says he sees a lot of potential talent in the Naknek area for other boat and part builders.
I think there's a lot of local talent, whether it's welding or refrigeration or just about anything. But there's a lot of room for growth.
Wilson says he plans to continue building skiffs in the winter, as he has two orders lined up. But for now, he will wrap up the skiff and head out to do what he's always done, fishing. In Naknek, I'm Caitlin Tan.